head coach of the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, Jeff Ross. Today I'm with Matt Jones, Kevin Harnett, Pat Forty. I'm with Anoush Sariat, Kristen Wall, United States Congressman John Yarman, Sarah Bohanter, and
welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am Podcast Network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So here's Rick.
And welcome into the Rusty Satellite Show, home of the most interesting people in the Ville. Your host, Rick Redding. I am here and I am feeling absolutely fabulous. got some good health reports here recently, and I don't want to overdo it, but I'm feeling good. I've lost a bunch of weight, and I got a checkup with Peggy Heiser this week, and I have a resting heart rate of 52, which is a heck of a number. My blood pressure's down to like 106 over 60. It's really amazing what you can do if you follow the rules, which is a change in diet, taking the right vitamins, and plenty of exercise. And boy, I've been really doing the exercise here lately. I think I'm going to take up tennis. I got out on the tennis court with my son Luke, and I think that's a sport I can play, even with my bad ankles. So not to bore you with information about me, because this show is about Louisville and what's going on in the city of Louisville, my hometown, and I always find some interesting folks to bring you to talk about their projects. And this week, I certainly am happy to have, as in the second part of the show, our Bourbon City guest of the week is Andy Trinan. And Andy is in charge of all things PR down at the Fraser Museum, which is undergoing quite a transformation right now. I got to walk around the grounds with Andy and saw all the construction taking place. That is going to be the trailhead, so to speak, of the Kentucky Bourbon Trail. All of the distilleries that are in the Kentucky Distillers Association are going to be represented here, and it's a place where, if you can imagine, people that come to town and don't know exactly what they want to do or where they want to go, but they want to do something bourbony, well, this is the place to start. And it is supposed to be open in late August, so we'll see. I think there's a long way to go on construction, but some of the things that Andy showed me in the museum, some of the exhibits that are going to be there, like there's going to be a display of every bottle of bourbon that is for sale in the state of Kentucky. There's going to be a sample there or something like that. It's going to be a massive thing. There's some great technology, multimedia displays, and they're partnering with tour groups and distilleries, etc., to make sure that people that come to Louisville and go to the Kentucky Bourbon Trail headquarters will be well informed and have a great experience. So anyway, I was that was really cool. Last week also they opened the Old Forester Distillery down on Main Street. That was pretty cool. I went to that event and have seen what's going on there. That's a great addition to our city's downtown. Anyway, I want to get to the show. First, I want to thank my sponsors, which are Passport Health Plan, which has been with me from nearly the beginning, almost 5 years ago. And, of course, Heiser Health, who's getting me through my health optimization, and the Louisville Convention and Visitors Bureau, who bring you the Bourbon City Guest of the Week each and every week here on the Rusty Satellite Show. All right, my first guest. I was really, a lot of people ask me how I find guests or how I pick guests, and you know, this time I was just I was talking to somebody about this band or about local bands in town, and this person told me, he said, you know what, I follow these guys everywhere they play because it's just so good. And the name of the band is Hot Brown Smackdown, if you can believe it. So based on that, I decided to look into and find out who was behind the band and all that. And I found Patrick Shoring, and I found their studio over on Crittenden Drive, where the band is getting, it's a six-piece band, sometimes seven, and they're getting ready to, they're in the midst of recording an album. But they play a lot of gigs, including this Friday. There's an event I'm very excited about. It's called Friday at Floyd's, and it's out at the Parklands of Floyd's Fork at the Beckley Pavilion. And this event it reminds me, and I think it could become just as big as Waterfront Wednesday. I kid you not. They're going to have so many things out there for people to do, and food trucks, and all sorts of stuff like that. The park system is bringing out like this raptor rehab, some birds of prey for people to come and touch and watch and look at, and you can bring your pets to this event, and there's a whole lot of space. There's plenty of space out there, but the big attraction, at least from my point of view, is Hot Brown Smackdown.
I was told that they were a little bit like, and I asked the guys about this, they're a little bit like one of my favorite bands from way back, Little Feat. So if you're into that kind of music, it's sort of funky, funky stuff with saxes and Little Feat. I just saw a documentary actually on Amazon Prime, I believe, about Lowell George, who was the leader of Little Feat. And I found, you know, they were among the first or maybe the first rock band to be integrated. They had a couple of black guys and three white guys, I think, something like that. And Lowell was quite an innovator. So I've always had an interest in the band ever since I heard Dixie Chicken for the first time. But anyway, I got to go over and see Patrick and John Bloom, who is the banjo player in the band, in their studio. They were getting ready to do some work. But they've got this gig Friday night. I'd love for you to join me out there at the Parklands and hear some Hot Brown Smackdown. We got a little bit of sample of it going into the interview, and so let's go ahead and do that, and I'll be back in a few minutes.
I admit I used to think people addicted to painkillers just needed to toughen up, until it happened to my daughter. She really needed help. Thanks to Passport, we got it for her. Our doctor and her Passport case manager made sure she got the services and treatment she needed. Together, we got through it.
Find out how you can get Passport at PassportHealthPlan.com/together. Passport Health Plan. We're in this together.
All right, that was the sound of Hot Brown Smackdown. I'm here in their studio on Crittenden Drive with two of the members of Hot Brown Smackdown. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Nice to be here.
All right. And John, you're the banjo player, right?
I am, yeah.
And Patrick, you play mandolin.
Mandolin, yeah.
Okay. And you guys got a big gig coming up Friday.
Yeah.
Fridays at Floyd.
Fridays
at
Floyd.
Floyd's Fork Park.
Food trucks, beer, and Hot Brown Smackdown.
They're bringing all kinds of stuff. And Hot Brown Smackdown, I just wanted to talk to you guys. I have heard from more than one person around town, you're like the hottest band in the city. Do you accept that?
We gig a lot. We do gig a lot. We have fun.
Now, how would you describe, and John, pipe in anytime you like, but how do you describe the music?
I like to say bluegrass fusion.
Yeah, I call it funky bluegrass.
Okay.
Some people say jamgrass. I just like bluegrass fusion.
One person I talked to compared you to Little Feet.
I'm like that. Well, we cover some Little Feet.
We do Little Feet, yeah.
And they're like one of my favorite bands.
Yeah.
But we've got some like jazzy, funky members in our band that do other bands that are more jazz and funk influenced. So we are very jazz and funk influenced.
Okay. Very cool. And what kind of
bluegrass is
that? I know the only handful of things I know you play like the Westport Village one time, and you're playing this thing Friday, but what kind of you like outdoor things?
Oh yeah, anytime we play outdoors is
we play certain bars. We did a wedding last weekend. We do a lot of beer festivals, stuff like that.
Ooh, okay.
It really varies. We do play a lot, so
yeah. During the summers we do a lot more events and stuff like that as opposed to the bar gigs.
Yeah,
it seems.
Well, tell me how how the band gets started. What happened?
Was it like 6-7 years ago? Pat and I and our bass player and a couple other guys who were no longer in the band just started playing. I just picked up banjo, Pat had just picked up mandolin, and we were just kind of looking for somebody to play with, and next thing you know, I guess we had a band.
Yeah, I had chord books and stuff when we started, so...
Because you play the mandolin, I think I read you haven't been playing but a handful of years.
It's been since about the band's been together.
Okay.
If the band wasn't together, I probably wouldn't even be playing mandolin.
Well, what else were you? I mean, what were you doing before all this happened?
I was playing a heavy metal band.
Okay.
Or a heavy metal band for like my whole life.
Not on the mandolin.
Not on the mandolin. Electric guitar.
Well, that's cool. Well, you know, I always ask this when people have cool names. Where did Hot Brown Smackdown come from?
I'd say out of necessity.
We
shortly after we formed the band, our friends wanted us to open for them at a gig, and In order for that to happen, we had to have a band name. So we
had a contest.
I think we wanted to reference. Excuse me. I think we wanted to reference Louisville in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Somebody said "Hop Around SmackDown" and everybody laughed, and I think that was the last of it.
Yeah,
it made everybody laugh.
Were there any second place, third place finishers?
No, I mean, we were thinking about Hot Brown or the Hot Browns or
Hot Brown Ramblers was on the short list.
We were throwing around,
but you pretty much got into the Hot Brown thing right off.
Yeah, I don't really. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I think we just tried to something to reference Louisville.
Okay. Well. But tell me a little bit about the band. There's two of you here, but I know there's at least six in the band.
Yeah, six. This summer it's been seven. We've got a keyboard player that's been sitting with us who's amazing and adds a lot to the band.
Okay.
And it sounds great. He obviously adds a lot to the funky elements, but he sounds awesome over the bluegrass elements too.
Well, let's pretend like they're all here and we're on American Bandstand, mm-hmm. and I'm Dick Clark leading the interview. And say, all right, now tell me about the band. There's John over here. Mm-hmm.
Well, we got a saxophone player too.
Myron Cook. He's been in every band in Louisville in the last 20 years.
Okay.
It seems.
And then Anthony Lee's our guitar player.
Anthony Lee and Arthur Geisler's our singer.
The singer also plays drums.
He is also our drummer.
All right.
And Justin Cecil is our bass player. He played in the White Russians forever, which was a bluegrass band. I think he was the only one with like bluegrass experience when we started his band. Myron came a little later.
Okay.
Myron came about, 2 years? 3 years ago?
About 3 years ago.
We added Myron to the to the mix.
Now, you were telling me that you're working on... We're here in the studio. You're working on an album. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we've... after, 7 years as a band, we finally started working harder on original material. And
okay.
So now we're in the process of recording it, which is a new experience for me. Some of the guys have more experience than others, but it's been gratifying. It's fun to hear your material played back for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Who writes the songs?
They're true group efforts.
Okay.
Yeah. Pat probably gets a little more credit than some of us, but
I write the lyrics, we nitpick every part of every song, and everybody gets their ideas out for the most part on every.
And they never leave the same way that they came into practice.
Okay. Yeah. So when are we going to be able to buy one? And does it have a name yet?
The album?
Yeah.
No, we don't know that yet. we're not even really sure how many songs are going to be on it. 7 or 8.
Okay.
But we'll be working on it most of the summer.
Okay, so I guess you play like a mix of originals and you do covers.
Yeah, we can do 4 sets of cover music for sure.
Okay,
and we have about 7 or 8 originals that we throw in there, but all of our covers are really transformed into our own style, so everything feels very original.
Yeah,
it never feels like a cover band.
Well, give me an idea of what kind of songs I might recognize
if you're
showing up at a Hot Brown SmackDown show.
You'll hear Led Zeppelin run into Ween, or you'll hear Little Feet run into NXS?
Queens of the Stone Age, NXS.
We do a lot of mashups like that. Rolling Stones and David Bowie into 311. We do Paul Simon. We do Tim O'Brien.
Yeah.
A lot of Zeppelin. Our singer's got this, he can nail the Zeppelin, and our guitar player like grew up, he like knows every note that Jimmy Page ever played. So we should do Zeppelin sets is what we should do.
Right. Well, I mean, I guess you've been out there all the time. I guess you got a following, right? You got
people I like to think so. Yeah. I mean, so, some gigs better than others. Depends on what's going on in town.
We see a lot of familiar faces, though.
Okay.
And we play a lot, so sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, give me an idea. We know about Friday is a big deal, but how many other gigs you got coming
up? Saturday, we're at a festival in Indiana called the Solstice.
Okay.
We got a 4th of July gig at the Levee, is that right?
Sure.
I think we're at the Levee on the 4th. They do like a bluegrass thing, which we barely fit into.
Yeah.
We do have banjo and mandolin, though. So
yeah. I mean, there's a heavy bluegrass theme to the band, for sure.
Yeah.
It all starts with bluegrass.
Yeah, but it sounds like not like any other bluegrass band, because
it's all the saxophone guitar, it's not acoustic. There's saxophone, there's keyboards now.
Okay.
There's drums. We have a soul singer.
Wow. A lot of energy.
I like to think so. Okay. Very energetic.
I'm gonna want to dance.
People usually ask for like slow songs and we don't know what to do.
Maybe you ought to work on
one. We played some weddings where we'll just slow down our fast songs, and it doesn't work out that way.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like wedding music, but you know,
we do plenty of weddings.
People like to dance, right?
People do like to dance.
What's some of the? Are you mostly around here? Have you ventured very far?
Lexington, Frankfort.
Yeah, surrounding, I guess, region. We've done
Bowling Green,
a couple Cincinnati's. We did a festival, was that last summer, up in like northern Ohio. Mm-hmm. That was a fun one. It just varies. You know, we'll travel a little bit, but
We haven't done any tours or anything like that.
Yeah, no,
at least
don't have the tour bus yet.
No. No.
Well, you got this cool studio. Now I understand this place, which I've never been to before. A lot of bands in town.
Yeah,
come in
it's
here.
A great studio. It's got a great room, great gear, and great engineers.
Yeah.
It's Dead Bird Studios, so...
It doesn't look like much from the outside, but it's
kind of... Yeah, it's just like a building and a door.
All right.
It looks all sketchy.
Well, you guys, I'm really looking forward to Friday. And John, I know you're not going to be there, but...
Yes,
the substitute banjo player will be...
Yeah, we have a sit-in who's, I dare say... better than I am.
Yeah, well, don't let him take your job.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, that's Friday night at Floyd's Fork Park at the Beckley Creek Pavilion. We'll see you out there, and good luck on the album. I hope it turns out good.
Yeah, looking forward to it coming out.
Heiser Health, your complete health source for preventative medicine and optimum health. Visit the experts of medical doctors and nurse practitioners so they can evaluate your overall health and your health as you age. Heiser Health uses the primary preventative technique of nutrition with real food and effective exercise. If you qualify, you may need hormone replacement to optimize your health. Call the experts at Heiser Health, 502-882-4252.
All right, so there you have it. The Hot Brown Smackdown Band is out at the Fridays at Floyd's. I got to get used to saying that. Fridays at Floyd's, Waterfront Wednesday, Fridays at Floyd's. Hopefully, this is the first time they've had this Friday at Floyd's event, and I hope they're going to have more. They've got a couple more on the schedule. Pulling for good weather, it's always dependent on that. But anyway, I'm sure that if the weather cooperates, there's going to be a big, big crowd out there. And good exposure for Hot Brown Smackdown, one of the top local bands in the city of Louisville, KY, right now. So, anyway, remember you heard about that on the Rusty Satellite Show. I take this part of the show to talk about some things that are going on in town that are of interest to me and hopefully of you. So let me go through that before we get to our Bourbon City guest of the week, Andy Trinan, which is coming right up. I saw a news story that I really thought was fascinating. What an amazing project this is. Have you heard about this thing going on at Hermitage Farm out in Oldham County? Well, the people behind 21C Hotel, Steve Wilson and Laura Lee Brown, they're putting $15 million into transforming this farm out in Oldham County into what promises to be a really amazing space. There's number one going to be a great a farm to table restaurant seating at least I think it said 110. They're going to have bourbon tastings, an event venue, art, retail space, terraced garden, where they're going to grow fruits and vegetables that will be served at the restaurant. What a great idea. I mean, I guess if you've got a bunch of money, this is a good way to spend it, I think, on something that benefits a lot of people. So good credit to Steve Wilson and Laura Lee Brown. Steve, you may recall in the news, resigned as chairman of 21C Museum Hotels, and we had Craig Greenberg, who in charge of 21C, on the show. And so I was very interested in this and would love to get Steve on sometime. I did see him at the Old Forester ribbon cutting the other day, too. So Anyway, this thing at Hermitage Farm is supposed to be ready by Derby of next year, and they're putting a lot of time, effort, some very cool stuff going on out there. It'll be done in first-class nature because I believe so, because that's the way 21C is. What a great hotel that is in downtown Louisville. So that is a pretty big news story. Pretty big news story of what's going on. There's some things coming up I want to tell you about. This weekend, you know, I tend to get into restaurant stories, but Kingfish, believe it or not, Kingfish is celebrating its 70-year anniversary. But and interestingly, they're having it at the Indiana version of Kingfish, not the one over here in Louisville that is certainly being overshadowed by the Levee and River House. But congratulations to those guys. Anybody that's around 70 years in a business deserves some congratulations. So if you want to go out to that party, it's Saturday night over there in Indiana at the Kingfish on the river. That's very exciting for them. I'm glad to hear that. The other event I want to tell you about is very interesting. It's the Breakfast of Champions coming up July 17th, and we are going to have Karen Williams of our Greater Louisville Convention and Visitors Bureau is going to be on board as our speaker, and she will be talking about the changes at the convention center, which will be opening in August. And that's the sort of key piece of what is going on in downtown Louisville. You know, we've had this surge in hotels being built and a lot of activity, a lot of other activity. Of course, we all look forward for a long time to the Omni being built, and now the convention center should put it all together. And so if you want to come and hear Karen talk about what's going on at the convention center, of course, we had Stacy Church, who is the general manager of the facility, on the Rusty Satellite Show a few weeks back as one of our Bourbon City guests of the week. But I would encourage you to come. Put it on your calendar. July 17th, it's a Tuesday. It's a week later than we usually have it because the University Club is closed the first 2 weeks of July. So it's the third Tuesday that we will be having this event. So that's good. Hey, I just noticed one random thing I noticed, and I'll tell you about the show. A future show is going to have the new U of L president, Neely Bendapudi, is going to be right here on the Rusty Satellite Show. I'm very excited about that. She seems so friendly and so fun to be around. I did notice something, though, that I thought was kind of crazy. She, number one, she quickly accepted me as a Facebook friend. So Neely and I are Facebook tight, you know. And so I saw on her news feed, she congratulated Mitch McConnell for something. You know, some achievement that he had, the longest running something or whatever. And boy, the viral, I think she may reconsider doing that in the future. She was just trying to be nice, okay? She was just trying to recognize McConnell for his long tenure in the Senate and what he's done. And there's the McConnell Center over there on U of L campus that hosts a lot of big political events, etc. But boy, she learned about Kentuckians' feelings about McConnell very quickly, because there were hundreds of comments, and most of them were derogatory, criticizing her for saying anything nice about Mitch McConnell, which you know, Mitch is a very volatile figure. He like all of our main politicians, like Governor Bevin, elicits strong feelings. And so got to be careful what you put in Facebook, I guess our new president learned. But she did make a couple of big appointments I saw in the news the other day. So she seems to be doing well in her tenure as the president at U of L. She's like taking over a last place team, you know. You can't do much worse than the situation the previous president, Jim Ramsey, got us into. And she's also very likable. And, you know, everybody I've talked to has had something positive to say about her. So that's a really good thing. I'm really looking forward to meeting her and talking to her. I think our interview is set up for July 13th. So it'll be the week after that she'll be on the show. Next week we're going to have a great guest on the show. Our Bourbon City guest of the week is going to be a guy named David Levine and Lisa Porter. And they are in charge. They have brought the Vintage Urban Market. Fleur de Flea is coming to the Waterfront Park or the Belvedere next weekend. So get ready for that next weekend. Next week we'll be talking about it. They were fascinating people. I went to this cool place on Main Street right behind Barry Woolley Design to talk to them, and it's fun. It's a fun spot. So that's the fun of doing this show. I get to go and see people in their environments and talk to them about what they're passionate about, and that's a real privilege for me, and I don't take it lightly. let's move on to Andy Trinan and the Bourbon City Guest of the Week. Andy, you know, a few years back left television news. He was a regular host on WHAS-TV's morning show and a newsman, and originally from Cincinnati, I believe. And he came, when he left the news business, he landed at the Fraser Museum, where he's in charge of a lot of things. And he got in on I really think, at the right time, because the Fraser has really taken off. He told me that visits to the museum are up, and that this new deal they have with the Kentucky Distillers Association to make the Fraser Museum the starting point for all Kentucky Bourbon Trail expedition. That's basically what is happening there. So if you go by there, it's right there on Main Street at 9th. You'll see some construction going on. They were putting in a new sign while I was there last week, and it's really cool. And Andy walked me through the whole new exhibit, and I'm just excited about seeing the finished product. It's going to be one of the coolest things in town, and with all these new people coming for the convention center and all that, it's going to be quite a thing. So that's what that's about. So Andy Trinan and I sat down and talked in his office about some things.
Next up, it's the Bourbon City Guest of the Week, brought to you by the Louisville Convention and Visitors Bureau. Get a different taste.
All right, our Bourbon City Guest of the Week is sitting right here next to me at the Fraser Museum. And we had to walk through some construction to get up to your office, Andy.
Yeah, did you enjoy that? First of all, thank you for having me. It's always great to be on the Rusty Satellite Show. We are well underway, Rick. We've got a lot of men and women working every day and very hard to get this thing open by the last week of August.
I say, you better be working, because the deadline is looming.
Yeah, it's right around the corner, and we're so excited. The Kentucky Bourbon Trail will have an official starting point for the first time ever. It starts here at the Fraser History Museum with the opening of the Kentucky Bourbon Trail Welcome Center and the Spirit of Kentucky Bourbon Exhibition on the third floor.
Okay, so to me, that sounds like the idea is I'm here from out of town. I want to go on a distillery tour. I come here and I can figure out which one to go to, which way to go.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, the KDA, valuable partners for us in this, they have taken phone calls for years. And one of the first questions that people ask is, where does it start? And to date, it has always been, well, wherever you want. You know, you go
wherever
you want.
What's a trail without a starting point?
So, right. So now there is an official starting point, and what we have to bring value to, there were 1.2 million visits to the Kentucky Bourbon Trail last year.
Wow.
We anticipate that number is going to go up and up and up. So we have to bring value to those visitors. So how we'll do that are, first of all, by offering an outstanding concierge service. So my experience is going to be different than yours, Rick. You might be ending your day in Lexington, so we would say you want to go to Four Roses and Woodford Reserve and Wild Turkey and maybe have dinner here. If you're going the Bardstown route, you might want to go to Maker's Mark and then Willett, and Heaven Hill's a great experience, and these are the distilleries. Make sure you stop by Jim Beam. Those are the distilleries you want to go here. This is how long it's going to take you. These are the nearby restaurants. Who are your transportation partners? Every person has a different need, and our job is to understand the Kentucky Bourbon Trail better than anyone and to fill your needs.
Right. Well, there's a lot of businesses, the most prominent, I guess, Mint Julep Tours that are in the business of doing bourbon tours, but I guess for individuals, or I guess you can get with those tour companies through this.
Yeah, absolutely, and we're going to be partnering with Mint Julep Tours. We've met with them several times. R&R Limousine, their Copper Sill Tours, does an outstanding job, and there are a number of other tour operators that are understanding that there are a lot of people that are interested. This is our thing, right? This is Kentucky. What other industry can you name where we own 95% of it? 95% of the bourbon in the world comes from the great state of Kentucky. So this bourbon tourism, bourbonism, as Mayor Fisher likes to call it, is very real. It's authentic. We own this story, and people are coming here to learn more about it and learn about the brands and to have these great experiences. And it's really, it's frankly a ball. It's a lot of fun to be a part of it.
Okay. Well, today we so happen to see a new sign going in. You've got a new entrance coming in, which is looks like it's going to be cool. And for people that are coming to the museum, maybe they don't have time to go to the distillery.
Can you get a plenty out of the Fraser to get a taste of what?
No question. And there's going to be something here for everyone. And we meet with the CBB all the time, and they tell us there are people who are here for conventions and they have half a day. So if that's your experience, you want to come here, learn about the culture and the history and the families and the industry of bourbon, and then maybe you only have time to do some of the distilleries here on Main Street. That's great. They're outstanding. We're right next to Peerless, Evan Williams, Old Forcer down the street, Angel's Envy. They're all our partners. Our job is to drive traffic in their direction. Based on what time you have. But that construction that you mentioned at the opening, we've got a new glass enclosed entrance and public park space on top of that and behind that as you enter the Fraser History Museum. That's open to the public all day, every day.
You don't have to pay to do that.
We hope that our friends across the street at Louisville Slugger come over and have lunch here. It's just a nice, great space. We own the buildings to the east of here. More to come on how we develop those in the coming years. But this is going to be more of a center, more of a hub, and you'll see a lot of traffic and a lot of life here on Main Street.
Well, you did mention to me on the tour, the brief tour that you and I went on, the word speakeasy. So that means there's some place to drink on this in this thing.
There will be opportunities for groups and rental space, and there is I mentioned to you, you'll have an opportunity in the exhibit, in the Spirit of Kentucky exhibit, to take your picture with every bottle of bourbon currently being produced in the state of Kentucky. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of bottles, but a little sneaky side way out of that is to push on one of the walls and you'll find yourself in the speakeasy. We had the speakeasy here as a part of our Prohibition exhibit.
Oh, I remember. We did one of these shows.
Right
in there.
On. Yeah, well, that exhibit, we're partnered with the Oscar Getz Bourbon Museum in Bardstown. So that exhibit is now on display there. The speakeasy was so important to us as an event space, and people like to rent it. We had people getting married in there that we decided the speakeasy had to be a part of this permanent bourbon attraction here at the Fraser as well.
So if I'm randomly on a tour, though, I can't go in there and get a cocktail.
No, we will not serve bourbon all day, every day.
Okay.
We will have an event every week as part of our contract with the Kentucky Distillers Association. We will have master distillers here. We will have some of them. It's the COO, like Rob Samuels at Maker's Mark, isn't the master distiller, but he's the face of the brand. Whoever those people are that the public is excited about will be here for tastings, for bottle signings, for events, and then you mentioned Mint Julep or R&R or any of our transportation providers. Many of them want to end tours here in the Order of the Writ Room or the Speakeasy where their guests get to come up and have that cocktail that you so desperately desire.
So it can be the trail ahead, but it can also be the end of the trail.
Absolutely. And we're also going to incentivize people to make this the starting point. If you're going to come, there will be value in starting your Kentucky Bourbon Trail experience at the Fraser. So what is that? It could be, you know, you get a discount at Wild Turkey, or you get a discount at Four Roses, or maybe you go out to Jim Beam and you want to get one of those bottles with your name etched into it. Maybe you'll get $5 off your bottle etching. So we think that there's a great educational component, and you'll get additional access, but we want people to understand there is real value in starting their Kentucky Bourbon Trail experience here at the Fraser.
Well, there you go. Well, at the Fraser, it seems like I hear about it more than I used to, mainly because you're here, I guess, but
it's because our president, Penny Peebler, has so much going on. We're all very busy. My job is just to message it, right? And
it's going to be $12 to get in, right? I mean, how many people have come in the last year? I mean, what's your annual thing? And I guess you're anticipating a growth in that.
There's no question, because this is a lofty project, and it's not an inexpensive project. So it will be the anchor attraction here at the Fraser History Museum. Our brand is where the world meets Kentucky, and we think this is an outstanding place for folks to come to learn about the state of Kentucky and what we do well. But yeah, we want to increase attendance between all of our events and general attendance. We average close to 100,000 people a year, and okay. we hope in a couple of years to double that.
Wow.
And then we think that with this bourbon tourism thing continuing to get more and more popular, that those numbers can continue yeah. to grow.
And you're still going to have these traveling exhibits, like the one now, I guess.
Magnificent Mona Bismarck, Kentucky style icon. Yeah, that's on view here.
I had no idea that there was someone who had been, what did you say, she's been
best dressed woman in the world in multiple times. In the okay. world.
In the world.
And you know what, Rick, I got to be honest with you. Before we started talking about this exhibit, I didn't either. I didn't know who Mona Bismarck was.
Well, you
got to
come down because that's something that everybody should know, I guess.
Where the world meets Kentucky, and it's fascinating. This is a woman who was born on 4th Street near Churchill Downs to a horse trainer. Ultimately moved to live with her grandparents in the Lexington area on a horse farm. She married up often. She she was married to 5 different times and 6 times ultimately, but she was her third husband was Harrison Williams, who was the wealthiest man in America. She was amazing and engaging to people, and that is part of and she was with Harrison Williams for 30 years, so I'm not going to say she was getting married every couple of years. You know, two of her husbands.
I was gonna say, was she just marrying for money?
The marriages ended to two of them because the husbands died. But she was in this cafe society. She was, I mean, it's odd to say, but she was Kim Kardashian of the day because she was very, you know, popular, and she had a brand, and she was curated, and there are letters that were donated from Mona Bismarck to the Filson Historical Society from the most influential people in the world just gushing over her.
Wow.
And that was the motivation for this exhibit. So it's a fashion exhibit. There are 50 dresses here from 5 different decades of her style, and her style is timeless. You wouldn't blink to see Jennifer Lawrence wearing some of the dresses that
wow.
are on display here. So,
all right. So that's
cool
going
story.
On now.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, as we wrap it up, I just want to say, you know, I think you've been here long enough now, Andy, that I identify you more with this than your former life as a TV personality.
I don't know. you know what? I was interviewed for TV today. I did a couple of segments for a TV station earlier this week. So I'm still a part of it.
Right,
you know?
Yeah, like every former TV reporter.
And like
right?
with you, we knew each other when I worked in TV. So, you know, we're still friends. So I don't miss going in and doing it every day because I feel like I'm still a part of that culture. And it's exciting to be in a new role and learning new things and doing new things and partnering with those stations in a different way. And now I can be on all stations. I don't have to choose just one, right?
And you got something like cool to talk about, not murders and crime.
Yeah.
And weather.
Yeah.
Right, which is what
a lot of overnight house fires when you do morning TV. And
well, they just had this big fire next door yesterday at the Kentucky Center.
I'm sure
that doesn't affect you guys, but
well, it does because we're partners. We're Museum Row on Main partners with them, and our heart goes out to them in any way that we can help them. We certainly want to. That's just, you know, we're under construction here right now, you know, and you worry about those kind of things.
Yeah.
So if there's any way we can help them, we're certainly willing to do that.
Okay. Well, I'm sure they'll bounce back, and we're looking forward now. It's going to be the end of August. So you're going to invite me back to the grand opening or whatever you're going to have.
We're going to have a week's worth of events.
Okay.
And you will certainly be on the invitation list. We're going to have all the media out here. We're going to have all the distillers out here. We're going to have all the hotel concierge out here.
Okay.
Because these are the people that need to learn about what's
that.
Going on here and talk to guests as they come into town. So if you are not aware of our opening when it happens, I have failed.
Well, I will know about it, I promise. And thanks for, you know, the Convention Bureau is responsible for the Bourbon City Guest of the Week. We're glad they chose you.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. And we so much value our partnership with the Louisville CVB. They do a great job in promoting the city.
All right. Thanks a lot, Andy.
Thank you.
And that's what the Rusty Satellite Show is all about, finding some really interesting people like Andy Trinan and the guys in Hot Brown Smackdown, and introducing you to them right here on the most interesting podcast in the city, bar none. This is show 259. Next week, I guess, officially would be the 5-year anniversary because it's 260. 52 times 5 is 260. And that's how many shows we'll have done next week. That's, you know, not patting myself on the back or anything, but that's pretty amazing thing. I did want to mention also my sponsors are Passport Health Plan. I love that. I went to a meeting in the West End of a task force and learned that there is a Smell Louisville app that is aimed at improving our air quality, and I'm going to write about that in the very near future. Also sponsored by Heiser Health. I'm a real believer in that. I talk a lot about food. I do this podcast with Carolyn McClain called Eat, Drink, Talk every week, and urge you to, that's right here on the Louisville.am network, and it comes out every Tuesday, and we talk about food, and I have just transformed my diet so dramatically, but I'm finding that you can still eat well and not miss too much. You know, I miss a few things that I used to eat, but are you going, if you're going to like McDonald's all the time or any sort of fast food, drinking a lot of soft drinks, all these things I see people doing, it's just amazing how much better you can feel if you make that sort of change, if you make that change in your diet. I've been fighting it for years. I was such a enthusiastic athlete. I played racquetball 3 times a week. I said, I can eat anything I want. I'm sweating it all out. Well, that may be true when you're 30, but it's not true when you're 50. And so think about it. And if you want to get involved in a program like the one I'm in, call them at Heiser Health. It is heiserhealth.com online. You can do that. So anyway, and thanks to the Greater Louisville Convention and Visitors Bureau. They set me up with the Bourbon City Guest of the Week every week, and really happy about that. Reminder, put it on your calendar, July 17th, the Breakfast of Champions with Karen Williams of the Convention Bureau, talking about the new convention center that is opening next month, if you can believe it. That's really happening. So a lot of stuff going on in town. I hope you're out doing it and enjoying your summer. There's actually a little bit less news if you can ignore the national scene and what is happening there. You know, just go out and have some fun. This is a light time of year for serious news. And here on the Rusty Satellite Show, we're having we're finding out some fun things to do and places to go, and introducing you to the most interesting people in the Ville each and every week. So that's going to do it. You can find Rusty Satellite on Twitter at Rusty Satellite, and I also operate LouisvilleKY.com, The Pulse of the City, and EatDrinkTalk.net. So check all those sites out. I'll keep you informed about things that are going on around here, and it is a very local podcast. So anyway, that's what it's all about. I'll be back with show number 260 of the Rusty Satellite Show next week.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter, too, at Rick E. Redding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to louisvilleky.com, the pulse of the city.